The fourth rule for success is to dream. Highly successful people dream. They spend a lot of time dreaming. I'm not talking about sleeping and dreaming and nightmares. I'm talking about focused on where you want to go in your life. Your dreams, you know, the things you've always dreamed of, the things people have been trying to talk you out of. Oh, that's too much. That's ridiculous. The things they don't want you to have, because that's what they want. They figure there's not enough room for it, so if you get yours, they can't have theirs. It's all false data, folks. Don't worry about it. Focus on your dreams. You get what you focus on. Your entire existence, whatever you have focused on, has happened to you. This is already taking place in your life right now. I'm not asking you to do anything different. Because what you're focusing on right now is what you're getting. No person is happy without a goal. It is impossible. Well, Grant, you're highly goal-oriented. I said, absolutely I am. Because you know what? I can't be happy if I don't have a goal. Look at the homeless person. They look happy to you? No, there's no goal. There's no job. Okay? No person can be happy without faith in their ability to reach a goal. It is impossible, folks. Management, salespeople, human beings, everybody walking the planet, understand this. Without goals, without hopes, without ambitions, without the attainment of pleasure, it is nearly impossible to be happy. Because my goals bring me pleasure. Would you agree? Security, if you're looking for security in your life, security only lies in a person's confidence in their ability to reach their goals and having those goals to reach. If you don't have goals and dreams, you can't be happy. If you don't have dreams and goals and things you're focused on, you will always feel like, well, man, what's wrong? You know, I'm just not like, how you doing, man? You know, it's all right, man. How's your career? It's all right. You know, because your goals and your dreams are missing. You're showing up for work. You work for the wrong people. Yeah, that's a fact. No, what I mean is you're not working for the right purpose, your dreams. Remember when you were a small child? Remember? All you knew with that Christmas was you wanted a bike. Your friends got a bike and all you, man, I want a bike, man. It was a bike for freaking, it was at least 4 months. I gotta have a bike. I want a bike. I want a bike, right? You know what? You got a bike. You didn't know how to ride a bike. You didn't know if you were gonna like the bike. You just had the complete, clear intention, I have to have a bike. You were determined. It's such a deep level. What happened? Come on, who's denied the bike? Nobody. Everybody gets their bike, folks. You got your bike. Everything you've ever wanted. Everything. Everything. Pick one thing you haven't gotten that you wanted, that you didn't give up on. You know, my brother, I have a twin brother who, at the time of this taping, lives in London. And he's in the gas business. He's basically the president of a gas company in London. Highly successful guy. He recently closed a $590 million deal. You know how big a deal that is? $590 million. Needless to say, he's highly successful, right? At the age of 40, he became the president of this major gas company in Europe. The guy's a multimillionaire. I asked him the other day, I said, hey man, you just closed this $590 million deal. What makes you successful? I mean, how can it be that you have this much success? Without pausing, without any like lag in communication, he says, well man, it's simple, man. Simple, Grant. It's my ability to focus on my dreams and my goals. It's my ability to focus on what I desire, you know? I said, well, how do you do that, man? That's a great idea, but how do you do it? And he says, well, for instance, this deal that I just closed was a big piece of property that we bought that produces gas and oil. He said, I've had my eye on this property for 5 years. I said, yeah, okay, so what? He's like, well, man, I got a photo of it on my desk. For 5 years, I've looked at this photo. For 5 years, every morning when he walked in, before he left, he looked at this. Until it became reality. Your whole life, folks, you've gotten everything you focused on. Everything. See, if you want a different reality, you got to create it here first, in your mind. What you think is what you do. Where your mind goes is where you go. Remember this. You think it, then you do it. Then you create it. You think it, you do it, and then you create it. That's it. You think it, you do it, and then you create it. It'll show up. That's how I create my reality. 14 years ago, by mistake, I ended up on this beach down here, okay? On this weird little trip I was on. We were here 5 minutes. Somebody no-showed us that we were supposed to see here in town. They no-showed us. And me and a friend of mine were here. And they said, why don't you go down to Winansea Beach in La Jolla? It's beautiful there. I said, okay, great. Grant, I'm sorry I can't spend any time with you. I had something come up, blah. So we went down there. Okay? I remember looking right here on this corner. This man behind me was building his house a couple houses down. This is 14 years ago. I went home every day. I was so impressed with this part of the world. At that time, I couldn't rent here, much less buy a home here. I went home and every day I wrote down that I live in Southern California on the ocean. I live in La Jolla, California on the ocean, okay? And within 4 years, I bought a house here. 4 years before that, I couldn't buy a house here. I couldn't afford to live here. I couldn't have got a loan here. I couldn't have moved my business here. It was absolutely impossible. My ability to focus over and over and over and over on my dreams, every morning and every night, that's what I do. I write my dreams down in the morning and I write them down again at night, created this house. It became reality. Everything that has ever happened to you, good or bad, if you could completely evaluate them, you created it. If you could objectively look at everything that's happened in your life, you would find out that you created it. Nothing happens to you, to me, or to anyone on this planet that they didn't create themselves. Where you live, imagine, just consider how many things you've created. Where you live, you created that, you decided on it. Where you work, you created. Your physical condition, the condition of your body, you created. You're the one that put the food in. You're the one that exercised. You're the one that didn't exercise. You're the one that did whatever you do to create your physical condition. Your mental condition, your health, your mate, your attitude, everything. Everything is created by you. See, you are a universe. A human being is a universe. I'm a universe by myself. Man, I got all this activity. I mean, if you study something about the body and the mind, you'd understand I got this whole universe going on, down to neurons and protons and things I don't even understand. So that's very empowering to me. It's very empowering for me to believe, hey man, I create everything in my life. I grew up in Louisiana. I had pine trees in my yard. I had to clean those pine needles out of that yard every week, man. I got sick of those pine trees. I made a commitment, a postulate, an affirmation when I was 15 years old that I would never live in a yard with pine trees. I got palm trees all over the place. There must be 70 palm trees in this yard. I like palm trees. I pulled out all the other trees and dropped in pine. It's my universe. It's my yard. It's my planet. It's my life. And so it is for you. Let this be the motto you live by. There are no victims. There are no victims. Nothing happens to you that you don't create. There are no victims, only creators. You create everything in your life, folks. So you got to agree to that. For the formula of success to work in your life, you have to agree that you're the cause, that you're the creator, that there are no victims. You create with your mind. I create with my mind. Somewhere in the universe, you've agreed to what's happened to you to create your universe. You know, Barbara Streisand, one of the great, you know, entertainers of our time, said everything that had happened in her career, she saw in her mind before it happened. All great people talk about this. Jim Carrey wrote himself a check for $20 million when he had 20 cents in the bank. He affirmed his dream to be wealthy. His third movie paid him $20 million. Tiger Woods, with a 2-iron, says, I'm going to hit the green. I'm going to be left of the hole. I'm going to be 4 feet away from 220 yards away. He does the impossible with his mind. That's why people love watching him. People love watching anybody that operates at these higher levels. Almost like they're operating beyond human beingness. You create what you focus on, folks. Playing golf. You got water to cross. How many times have you hit it? Man, I don't want to hit the water. I don't want to hit the water. I don't want to hit the water. Bang, you hit the water. What'd you focus on? The water. You didn't focus on the green. Playing golf, you hit the water you focus on. You ever been skiing and you crash? You crash because you believe you would. It's almost impossible to hit one tree on a mountain, and you did it. You ever walk outside and see a customer? Maybe they walk into your environment, you see a customer, and you say, I'm selling that customer. Bang. You decided to. Easiest sale you ever made in your whole life. Haven't these things happened to you? I know they've happened to me. Everything I think happens to me. When do you get lucky? Have you ever been lucky? I've been lucky. I'm lucky most of the time. I know people never get lucky. You know why? Because they can't get lucky. I'm not lucky. I'm not a lucky person. Good. They're not lucky, man. You know, you have abilities, folks. You have abilities beyond your present belief system, and they're created in your mind. I believe I'm lucky, so I'm lucky. I walk into a casino, I walk in the Bellagio Hotel, and I tell the guy at the blackjack table, I am taking you down tonight, Jack. I am going to break this place tonight. That's a much better attitude, folks. No matter the outcome, that's a better attitude than to walk in and say, well, I'm going to only lose 300 and then I'm leaving. Right? Guy has on his bumper sticker, back bumper, okay, this is a dirty word I'm gonna use right now, so if you're not prepared for it, just close your ears. On the back bumper sticker in America, all over the place, they have this little bumper sticker that says, shit happens. Stay away from these people, folks. These people are problem people. They're bringing bad things into their life, you know? Hey, good things happen too, don't they? What you dream, what you think about is what you get. Too many people, too many times people say, hey man, these weird things have happened to me in my life, you know? Life can be predicted with your mind. Everyone has the ability to predict. Everyone. Man, that was weird, man, I made that sale come true. That's not weird, folks. That is your natural ability. Everything you focus on, everything you dream of is what you achieve. Dream it, you will achieve it. Dream it all the time and you will achieve it. Intention is greater than the method. You need to write this down. Intention is greater than method. Don't worry about how to buy the house in the ocean. Worry about the clarity of intention in your mind. Focus is greater than strategy. Do not try to figure it out. Figure out where you want to go, not where you are. Don't figure out how to get there. Figure out where you want to be. Look at the end, the outcome, the desire, not the way there. Because when you start looking at how to get there, you're going to get all confused. I can't do that. I'm limited to this. That won't happen. Focus on the outcome, the desire, the dream. With enough intention, with enough clear intention and dreams about where you want to go, the path, the method, the technique, the right approach, it'll just show up. So pay attention to your dreams. Pay attention to your goals. What I do is I write them down every day. People are amazed how many journals I have filled with writing down my dreams and my goals. What does that do doing it every day? It creates a discipline for me. It creates focus. You know, there's a lot of turmoil going on in the world today. And you know what I do? I focus on where I'm going, not on the turmoil. I'm not watching TV, folks. I'm gonna focus on where I'm going in my life. I fill my mind up with the photos, the pictures. I fill my office up with pictures of things I want in my life, of the dreams. I want a house in Italy. I wanna live in Tuscany, Italy about 4 or 5 months of the year, every year. I'm planning the next 40 years of my life. So what do? I got a place in Tuscany I'm looking at. I keep a picture in my office. I'm going to Tuscany. Maybe you get a group of people that you can share with. Share your dreams with them. So in a group of people that can validate you, not invalidate you. The most successful people I know continue to pour energy, creativity. They invest time and money and focus in their goals. They aren't lucky, folks. Successful, highly successful people are not lucky. It's not a mistake. This is what they do. They think it, they say it, they do it, and they create it. Write your dreams down. Write them down every day and stay focused on them. And you will have success.